Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
Now the time is coming up to 6:33. A few weeks back, we had an Irish startup, Squid Loyalty, on the show. They had raised money using the services of my next guest. Crowdcube is a platform which enables startups and scale-ups to raise capital from micro-investors by selling small amounts of shares in unlisted companies before they float. It often bridges the gap between getting money from friends and family and applying to the bank. But how does it work in practice? Matt Cooper is the co-chief executive of Crowdcube. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Matt. Thanks for joining us. Tell us how Crowdcube works.
So Crowdcube is the world's largest platform that connects companies looking to raise capital with retail investors. Those retail investors can be their customers, their users, could be friends and family. And that capital they raise could be either primary, so new shares issued, enabling them to grow the business, or it could be secondary, enabling them to sell some existing shares and achieve some liquidity.
Now, you've had some notable successes, as in companies you've helped get off the ground. One very notable one.
We have. Just before I get on to that very notable one, we've actually got a great business from called Pi, based in Dublin, raising at the moment. That's one of the smaller companies that we'd raised for. The very notable company that we raised for it back in 2016 was Revolut, which many of your listeners may either be a user of or certainly have heard of. We raised €1 million for that business back in 2016, and the business has grown exponentially since. To put that into perspective, if those investors had popped €10,000 into that investment round, that's now grown 40,000%.
Wow.
Which is quite astonishing. So that €10,000 would now be worth about €4 million, which is quite staggering.
It is. And you hold the shares in trust for these micro investors?
Essentially, yes. So we sit on the cap table or the share register of many more than 1,000 companies now across the EU and the UK. And we manage the securities or the shares for hundreds of thousands of investors. And we do all of that in-house with a relatively small team. For thousands of companies.
And micro investors, I mentioned, you can invest very small amounts of money. It's not as if you have to throw in £10,000.
Not at all. We set out when we started the business to really democratize access to investing in the private markets. It used to be the reserve of the rich and the well-connected. We now enable that from €10, which we believe gets more people on that private market investing journey.
Now, most people who save their money in bank accounts are getting very little money these days, so they might consider something like Crowdcube. What kind of returns could they typically expect if they did invest some money in a company?
Well, Joe, your listeners should remember that this is a high-risk asset class. Private markets are generally illiquid and are certainly high risk. But the opportunity to back these outlier businesses like Revolut exists. So what we tend to say is, and what we see in terms of behavior is, our investors are just investing a small amount of their kind of addressable investment wealth, and it should form part of a diversified strategy, which includes public markets, private markets, and cash and stocks and shares.
Mm. You mentioned secondary liquidity. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that's been a real feature of our business over the last 12 months. It's grown very, very quickly. Secondary liquidity, in essence, enables founders, early investors, employees, anybody who holds shares in a company to sell some of those shares and realize some liquidity in a business that they may have been building for many, many years. When the public markets and the financial markets are functioning normally, that often gets taken care of by the public markets if a company floats, for instance. But with them not functioning normally at the moment, as you well know, the secondary liquidity is becoming much more of a feature of the private markets for private companies.
Yeah, and when a startup or a scale-up eventually sells the business or the shares are somehow crystallized, What happens to the money that you hold for those small shareholders?
Well, that money will be returned to those small shareholders by us. Hopefully, it will be a positive return. And we handle all of that for the company. That could be a private sale. It could be a management buyout. It could be a trade sale, or it could be a public markets listing.
And what kind of costs should investors and startups expect to pay?
So there are different costs for the companies and the startups, and there are different costs for the investors. They vary dependent on which side of the transaction is paying at that point in time. But it's generally a low cost way for companies to raise capital. We manage everything for those businesses. You don't require advisors. So it's a great way for an early stage business to raise capital, to grow and kind of achieve their aims.
And what about investors, especially those smaller investors? What kind of annual fees will they face?
So they don't currently pay an annual fee. We manage that position on behalf of those investors. So they pay a small transaction fee when they invest or make the investment in the company. And then they will pay what's called a performance fee or a carried fee at the point that the shares are sold for a positive return.
Okay. Very briefly, what's it like out there for investors?
Well, I think it's relatively tricky on the public market side of things, but the private markets are particularly buoyant at the moment. We've grown nearly 50% year on year in the first quarter of this year. So I think retail investors are looking at other options other than just the public markets as to where deposit to make investments.
Well, best of luck with it, Matt. That is Matt Cooper, the co-chief executive with Crowdcube.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.